station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday. It's May 3rd. We're back with you.
Mm-hmm.
We've been kind of inconsistent, but we're here. We try to be here all
That's
the time.
That's my fault.
That's okay. You're a busy girl. A busy bee.
Busy bee. That's my nickname.
Well, it is Friday, and we're in a new month, and that's cool.
I know. I'm so stoked. I don't. Okay, so this is the first time, and I must need, like, shrimp or something. I actually, like, am craving ham.
Really?
And I haven't had meat in years.
Wow.
But I think I just need protein, so yeah. Don't get excited, because...
But you're still on the cleanse, right? You're not eating much, are you?
I'm not really on the cleanse anymore.
Oh,
I mean, I'm
okay.
Done, but I'm being very careful what I eat,
right.
Particularly. Yeah, no more shit.
Cool.
Although yesterday, I was so hungry. Okay, uh-huh. I was driving back from San Diego, which took me, like, 3.5 hours. I was so annoyed.
Oh, my God.
Well, what it was is, like, I got all the way to, like, almost downtown,
mm-hmm.
and that's what took forever. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me right now? Like, I really want to, like, go ape shit. So, anyway, I was so hungry, and the only thing I had in my car was that stupid chocolate. From like, you
oh
know,
yeah,
from,
the,
yeah.
The skates, the
so
ice skate chocolate.
It was supposed to be for my sister. Well,
right.
That's gone.
Yeah.
I was hungry. I ate it.
Was it gluten free?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
God, you.
Yeah. No, I would have been really sick if it wasn't, because then that would have been a whole other nightmare story, and no.
Yeah.
Not pretty, but yeah, I ate it in the car, and then I was like, damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I just gave, but
that's
I was so hungry,
yeah.
And I was like really tired too, so yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Well, sounds good. So tomorrow you're going to be, or Sunday, you're going to be playing a soccer game.
I will.
For this fundraiser.
Yep.
And that'll be awesome.
Yeah, it's a fundraiser for kids that have, you know, they're disabled in some way.
Right.
So they can, you know, so they can play sports as well. And I guess it's for giving them equipment and whatnot.
Yeah.
I believe so.
I know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't remember the details, so I can't give it out for people to find information. It's on Facebook somewhere. But,
well, I know it's under Combat Radio, so they can go
under
Facebook.
Yeah, if you go to Combat Radio on Facebook, you'll find out about it.
Yeah.
And it should be pretty cool. We'll see you finally in sports action.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, I've been out of the game for so long because of my injuries. So I don't know. I am usually I play dirty.
Yeah.
I am not nice.
Well,
I'm
you'll have
field.
To be nice. It's not competitive.
I
it's
am
for fun.
So competitive. That's the thing.
It's
like,
fun,
get out of the way. I know, but see, the thing is, I'm kind of like getting back from my injury, so I really don't know how I'm going to be. It's going to be funny.
Yeah.
But I'll just drink and I'll be fine.
You're going to drink
nice.
And play at the same
Why
time?
Why not?
Wow.
That's the best.
Okay.
It's Cinco
it might
de
be
Mayo.
Hot. It might be hot, though.
Right. And it's Cinco de Mayo, which means you need to drink while you play.
Okay.
I'm bringing margarita mix.
Wow.
What do
I
you
have
mean?
To salute
wow.
you for that. I don't know. I couldn't drink
you,
and play soccer at the same time.
Really?
I couldn't even play soccer without drinking right now.
I can't play.
I'm out of shape.
And see, here's the thing. Like, to keep it, like, cool and me being like, whatever, it's just a game, I got to drink.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I become a ruthless bitch, and you better get the hell out of my way because we're winning.
Okay,
and,
then drink.
Exactly.
We want you to
but
drink.
It's Cinco de Mayo. It's like Happy Fun Day.
That's
you know?
True, it is.
Just like back when I used to play on a... which I was so bored, so that's probably why I drank. But it was the, you know, the baseball league or the softball league. This was a couple of years ago. I was so bored out of my mind. But we would all drink. And then when you drank, we were like, all right, the game's actually going. Cool. Sweet. There's a ball. Awesome. You know? Like,
yeah.
You got to drink.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And stuff. So,
it will be.
Yeah. Well, we have a busy show today. We're going to have a couple of male strippers calling in.
Yeah, why didn't they come in?
Because I think they're in Texas or something, so they can't come in.
That's lame.
Yeah, I would have had them come in if just for you, you know. But
you should have. We have enough porn stars come in here.
That's
I mean,
true,
there
we do.
Be,
Some eye candy for you.
Exactly. The thing is, I'm not into male porn stars, so that would just disgust me because I would think AIDS all over it.
Right. But they're
but
not.
Strippers,
they're dancers, yeah.
I have no problem with.
Right.
Like, I mean, whatever. They're not. They're just, I'm looking.
Yeah. We're getting a phone call from, I think, Illinois, but you guys are supposed to call in at 10:30 from
Illinois,
right?
So I don't know. Yeah.
Should we pick it up? Let me pick
if
it up and
to,
see
yeah.
who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead.
Michael.
Hey, how are you?
You're supposed to... You called in early, but that's okay.
Well, he's going to have to call back because we've got everything all planned out.
Oh, that's true.
Can you call back in about 25 minutes, Michael?
Sure. I just got the text. I wasn't sure what was going on.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Right, thank you.
It's at 10:30, yeah. So in about 25 minutes.
12:30 your time.
Yeah.
Will do.
Thank you, Michael. Bye-bye. Yeah, I didn't
want
to keep
him
calling.
I wrote it in the text. It says right here, 12:30, your time.
But that's okay. I figured it's him. You know, I can recognize area codes because I used to be a telephone operator in my early 20s. So I remember all the area codes. You know, it's amazing.
That's why I was like, how do you know?
Yeah, so I knew from the area code. He's from Illinois, and you mentioned that we have an Illinois guest. So I figured, okay, that's him. But at any rate, so we're going to have the male strippers. We're also going to have Michael Scott Carter, who just called in. But first, we have Maria Sanchez in the studio. Welcome to the show, Maria.
Thank you, Sam.
Of course.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And if you guys have been listening Mondays or weekdays at 9 o'clock on Channel 2, you've been listening to Maria the past couple weeks. And you joined us, 2 weeks ago.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you've been in radio before.
20 plus years.
Wow.
I started actually.
So that's
at
why
KFI.
You're in your element now.
I'm in my element now.
Yeah.
It's my passion.
So the radio you've done was all in LA?
I actually had a show in Sacramento at one point, but everything else has been in Southern California. Los Angeles, actually.
Nice.
I had a stint on NPR and. It's just been talk radio, though.
Nice.
I didn't do music radio. I'm not a DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I don't get that job, you know? I mean, you're, like, dying to talk, but all you have to play is music.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then, so they always, like, try to get too much in, and it's not interesting, you know?
You know, I wound up doing a bunch of shows like that, and, I mean, it's fun for a bit, but it would drive me insane later on.
Yeah.
And, like, I've been on a couple, and they're, like, three-hour shows.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, my God.
It's an art because they get... I produced a morning show team. That was my first venture into radio. And it was Mark and Kim on Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And their boss, he'd pull me in and he'd yell at me if they spoke longer than 90 seconds. That's as much as time as they got.
Wow.
So it was like, you know, it said more music, less talk. And I was like,
right.
Guys, but, you know, they're big personalities and they have great things to say and offer. But, talk radio is where it's at as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, and today there's not much room for DJs because everybody listens to their iPods things like that, you know, so they don't listen to radio that much. And DJs are notorious for being silly and stuff, you know. I mean, they're not like, you can't really sit and listen to them for a long time, you know, they're not that kind of a host. But anyway, did you grow up in California?
I grew up in the San Fernando Valley.
Oh, really?
So I'm a Valley
girl.
So
you've lived here all your life?
For sure.
Yeah.
I went to college in Northern California at UC Davis, and then I did a brief stint in Northern California and Portland, Oregon in a marriage.
Oh, okay.
But I've been here save those 5 years, say, or 7 years or something, I've been a Southern Californian.
So you moved away from the state because you got married? Is that what happened?
No, that husband got a job in Northern California and then in Portland, Oregon.
So I see. So you kind of followed
my man.
Yeah. Wow.
Won't do that again.
No. Does that mean you're not married anymore?
That means I'm not married anymore.
What about kids? I know you have some grown kids, right?
I have four children. They are 21, 23. 25 and 27.
Wow.
So
amazing. So you're never bored.
Never bored.
Right.
But I'm home alone for the first time in my adult life. And that took a big adjustment.
Really?
It was huge. And now I love it. But
really?
Well, because I've been used to pandemonium. I'm one of four kids myself. And then I had four kids. And then I was a single mom. Their dad and I divorced when they were 2, 4, 6, and 8.
Oh, my God.
So it's really busy.
So you had to bring up four kids on your own.
Mm-hmm.
He probably helped a little bit, right?
I saw them one weekend a month.
Oh, wow.
For the first 3 years, and then 2 weekends a month thereafter.
Wow.
So
that's four kids. I mean.
Yeah. Wow. He was a Disneyland dad.
Yeah?
Yeah. Wow. Just, you know, feed him sugar, let him stay up all night, and then
yeah,
drop
be
him
like
off
the friend. And then there's no respect to the father, you know.
7 o'clock on Sunday nights, I'm pulling them off the ceilings like, okay, no. You remember how it goes around here. Yeah. So, but I have four children because of him, so I'm grateful for that. But
yeah,
I didn't pick very wisely.
Well, you know, it does happen, and thank goodness that we have divorce these days, so you can actually change your mind.
Correct.
You know?
Yes.
It used to be in the old days, man, you just stuck, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, my folks have been married 58 years, and I thought that was going to be my destiny.
Really?
And I feel like that's what a lot of people say who wind up getting married. They really think, like, that's it. Like, that's going to, you know?
Right.
But it's so different these days. I mean...
And besides, what's the big deal about being together 40, 50 years? I mean, it's not, you know, it's not like, you know...
That's a way to look at it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you get married. Okay, so you get married for a while. It doesn't mean you have to stay forever. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, you may change your mind later.
Oh, my
well, my family had to have an intervention because my ex was up to things that I didn't know anything about. And so you need to know.
So they found out about it before you did.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how it usually works, right?
Yeah. But you think you know.
Yeah.
But because it was infidelity and it was alcohol and drugs and you know stuff, and it's like I was this innocent, naive, like, I love him.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
And then my sister says, well, he put his tongue down my throat, and you were in the next room, and I was like, that's nice to know.
God.
What? Your sister?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Was he like drunk or something?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he would drink a lot too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the problem is when people drink, they do crazy stuff, you know. And, because drinking by itself is okay, but when you let it go, you do too much of it, and then it affects other people. Yeah, that doesn't ring right.
To his credit, he's sober now for that however long it's been, 19 years.
Wow.
So
that's, you know, at least that good came out of it.
Yeah.
Right.
So how do you raise four kids? And you probably work too, right?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah. I always had nannies or pairs because that's the only way you can do that.
And yeah, there's no
with
way.
Four children, you can't put them in daycare or something.
Even with one, you know, if you have to work, you need help.
Right.
You know, you can't just do it by yourself. You know, it's hard.
Well, when I was in Sacramento with my radio show, I would fly out on Monday and fly back on Thursday, and I did the show from my house on Monday and Fridays.
Yeah.
And then I'd be in Sacramento, and we were doing homework by fax, that was in the day, and prayers by telephone. And it was like, you know, I didn't have four children to do, so I ended up resigning that position, even though I love that market, but because I didn't have four children to have somebody else raise them.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
That's true. Absolutely. Well, that's good. You know, I mean, that's a noble thing, and you never get another chance to raise your kids.
Exactly.
You know. Now, quickly, because we only have a couple of minutes before the guests call in, but tell us a little bit about your show. What is it about?
The Maria Sanchez Show is something that I like to call personality radio.
Whoa, what happened here?
Go ahead. I don't know. I heard that too.
Yeah, go ahead.
And it's not about politics. Mm. It's very, if, you know, Elliot Spitzer's caught with a high-priced call girl, of course we're going to talk about that. But otherwise, we talk about current events, newsmakers, lifestyle, health, relationships, and as much as we can about Ventura County because it's overlooked. L.A. and Santa Barbara have their own media markets, and Ventura just doesn't get seen. So when I can, I try and promote what's going on in the county and give them their spotlight, if you will.
Yeah, I like their wine.
Yeah.
Speaking of drinking, they have a wine trail where you can take a train and that'll go around the wineries in Ventura County.
Okay.
A train?
Sign me up for that. That sounds great.
I'll get more information on that.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
But yeah, but obviously Ventura people care about the state and care about the country and care about the world. So it's not that we talk about Ventura County things.
Right.
But
today
we had
things,
you know, the spokesperson for the sheriff's office because there's an incident command post because of this fire.
Yes.
So he was calling from there to talk about what's the latest news on the Springs fire and what evacuations are, etc.
Yeah.
So
those are some terrible fires. Yep. I watched it last night. I'm going, wow, how can they possibly put it out? You know,
he said
with
the problem.
It's
the wind, low humidity, and that there hasn't been a fire since 1993, and we haven't had rain for years. So it's so
like
combustible.
A perfect storm.
It
yeah.
is exactly. Wow. So that it's 10,000 acres plus, and it's only 10% contained as of this moment.
Yeah.
So it's not anywhere near being over.
Oh wow.
So that's unfortunate. But and then my family. So you know, my folks are in San Diego. You mentioned that you were just there. I've got a brother there too, and so they're in the news because there's cancer survivors and they're suffering, and so I try and bring those kinds of things to the table because of new studies or new trends or whatever.
Right.
And diet and exercise.
Yeah. There you go. Well, it sounds like a relevant show to me, and I've been entertained listening to you, and I wish you a long ride with this.
Thank
you,
Sam.
It'll be great. So it's the Maria Sanchez Show every morning at 9 o'clock on Channel 2. And Monday through Friday, of course. And don't miss it. You can definitely get used to that show and have it wake you up every morning. You know.
That's sweet of you, Sam. Thank you. Thank you for
Maria,
the opportunity.
Maria, thank you. And next time we'll have you on for longer.
Okay.
It's just that it was a last-minute thing.
No
so.
Worries. Thank you. Right. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks,
have
Maria.
A good show.
Great.
Everybody
good
check out
thank
Maria
you.
Sanchez.
Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
Thanks. So our... our strippers are supposed to call in a couple minutes.
Our
so we'll
strippers.
See Wow, male strippers. I got to tell you the story, man.
I want to know the story.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever told you, but do you remember they used to have Chippendales?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I actually was on the VH1 show for that.
Oh, really? They had a TV show?
There was a VH1 show, yep. Mm-hmm. And they were, I guess, stuck in a house for months. And it was actually the guys that are in Vegas, whatever they're called, that perform in Vegas. You know what I'm talking about? Those main stripper show. If you said it, I would know it, but anyway.
The guys? You mean the guys?
Yeah, they had Thunder Down Under.
Oh,
they
okay.
had a show to compete to see who would be on Thunder Down Under, and they were stuck in the house for 6 weeks and had to perform for girls, finally, and they wanted a bride to come in with her, you know, whole party. Well, obviously it was fake, so I was the bride, because clearly I've never been married, so that's funny. So I came in with a bunch of my girlfriends, who I said were my bridesmaids, and we came in, they performed for us, and it was great. They had to cook a meal for us,
really?
And then perform. Then I had to pick between two groups, who I thought was better.
Uh-huh.
And then they got, which was crazy, because they either got voted off because of what I said, or they stayed on.
So you had like a lot of power there.
And then coming from a dance background, it was pretty cool to be like, nope, you missed that step, and you did this, and your choreography there sucked, and blah, blah, blah. So it was very interesting. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I have a lot of questions for them, you know, and it's pretty cool. So when they used to have Chippendales here, I don't know if they still have it, but it's a male stripper place. So women would go there and stuff. And I remember I was in my early 20s, and I thought, it occurred to me, that would be a good place to go get laid, you know? Because the women probably get horny watching the guys and everything, and then you know, they're probably primed and ready.
Right.
And, you know, you're in your 20s, you're horny, you'll go for anything. So that's what I did. I took a friend with me, and we went to Chippendales, and I found out they let men in after the show. So that's what we did. There were a few other guys there. They let us in. I'm telling you, not even 5 minutes inside, this woman already is getting me a drink and shit. And before you knew it, like 15 minutes later, we're smoking a joint, fucking in my car.
Oh, my God.
No, you gotta understand this. I mean, the car got all fogged up because it was winter, it was cold, and it was like one of the wildest things I've ever done, you know. And I've done some wild things. I've been to swingers parties and shit, but so then we go back, and she shows me off to all her friends, right? It's like I'm feeling like a piece of shit, like a piece of meat or something.
I don't know. Yeah, like that's the guy I just did.
And everybody like looks at me like, you know, like weird, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? So I found out this is her bachelorette party.
Oh my God!
And she wanted to fuck one last.
I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I just don't think I would. I would never cheat on my guy.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just feel
it.
Like
you just don't do it.
No, you know? I feel like, you know what? I've gotten out of. I'm not saying that I was a whore or anything, but I've gotten that out of my system. You know what I mean? I wouldn't do it. If you're getting married to someone, I get that one last time. But like, I wouldn't do it.
Especially like when all your friends are there and they know about it. And stuff, you know.
No, I wouldn't. I can't do it.
But
not
it
me.
Was memorable to me, you know. And I remember it was true. I mean, the women do get horny from these shows, and then they're there and whatever.
But then you go back and you go home to your guy.
Yeah.
That's what you do, or you play with yourself.
Yeah, unless you're single, you know.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying she was, but in general, I think they're single, you know. So.
Oh my God.
I know, man. So that was quite a story, you know.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, I don't know if I could do that, you know, because, you know, in male strippers, and I'm going to ask them too, but I think that you actually get to touch the guy's genitals and shit, you know? And
No.
Yeah, I've seen that before. They like
no.
They have like videos on the internet and stuff, and you
I
can
would
see
never
want
to touch
them,
a guy's
head.
What?
Yeah, some women give him like blowjobs and shit.
Wait, that can't be allowed. Is that
well,
allowed?
I don't know if it's allowed, but they do it. You know, I mean, I've seen videos like that.
Oh my God.
And I'll bet you it does happen. You know, and of course with female strippers, you can't even do that. You can't even drink at a fully nude place. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know that. That I know, but in D.C. you can.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
that's what's
I don't
weird.
Get the point.
See, that's what's interesting is like back where I grew up, like you can, in D.C. you can be fully nude and you can drink. Mm-hmm. Or here in L.A. you cannot. If you're fully nude, you do not drink.
Right.
If you are a bikini bar or a topless bar, you can drink.
You can drink.
But in D.C., Maryland, it doesn't matter.
Right. It shouldn't matter anyway. What's the difference?
I mean, New York.
Yeah, what about being fully nude that
right.
makes it, like, not okay to drink?
Right.
I really don't get it.
I guess they think because men get a little crazier when they drink.
Right.
And I've seen some really drunk men. So when you go back for a lap dance uh-huh. or in the back room, they're trying to stop the sex and things
right.
like that from happening back there.
Right.
I'll let you know, there's some, I've seen some very crazy stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure.
In regular places, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, even in, like, when I was in Arizona, I went to a strip club, like, 2 years ago or whatever, and, or a year ago, not 2 years ago, whatever, and the girls, they couldn't be topless. They had to have, like, weird nipple things on.
Yeah, pasties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't even allowed to be topless.
Really?
Yeah, it was interesting.
Oh, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the people that try to make, like, to look over you and, you know, and make sure that you don't get hurt.
Right.
So,
Well, that girl was very dirty.
Yeah.
She tried to rape me in the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah, but it didn't work. I was like, yeah, no.
I'd only been to strip bars maybe 3 times in my life. Never got a lap dance, though. I just feel stupid doing it, you know? I really do.
Oh, I've had those.
It's like, you know.
Plenty of lap dances.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, I don't know. I just don't need to get turned on that way
it would
and
be
not
like,
be able to do anything.
It would be because, like, my ex would used to buy them for me.
Yeah.
He would just do it. Because it turns him on more
yeah.
than anything, and that's what
I'm
I would
sure,
do.
Wow.
But then it always turned into an argument, so it's never a good thing.
Really? Why
no.
would it get turn into an argument?
Just because someone is always insecure in some way.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. I have no problem going to a strip club together, no big deal, but I remember when we did, the fact that when we first got there, he went to go get money out of the machine, but took 45 minutes to do so, so I knew that, obviously, he went and got a lap dance. That's crap.
Yeah.
If I'm right there.
Right.
Like, it's fine if you're doing it with me there or you're
right.
telling me, but the fact that you were sneaky about it makes me wonder.
Oh,
so
okay.
that was this whole big thing. So I didn't say anything about it. I just disappeared for an hour. You want to play that game? I'll play it right the fuck
You'll
back.
Play it back. Huh?
So I did, and I got to go in the VIP area where he wasn't allowed to go. And I dragged one of his friends with me
wow.
and got hammered and got us free drinks. And I just decided, oh, maybe we should go back now. And he's like, where were you? Does it matter? Where were you? So I kind of feel like it always good. Causes, you know, because
yeah.
I don't put up with that.
Right.
I won't say anything.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't
But
put
I'll
up
just
with that shit
do it
either,
right back
know?
Just to see how. Oh, you didn't
yeah.
like that? Oh, well, maybe you should think before you do that again.
Yeah,
I
you
didn't
know,
like
I mean,
that
to
either.
Embarrass you like that.
Right.
That's very embarrassing.
Oh,
think,
yeah.
You know?
Well, and it's just like, it's like a game. But see, this person was a child anyway, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Our strippers are not calling in, man. I had a feeling. You know what happens when you plan, when you schedule someone like a month in advance?
Yeah.
I think something happens. They
you
forget
have to
or whatever.
You have to remind them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's not my place to remind them. They want to be on the show, you call in. You know,
right.
What the hell is this? We have way too many guests to remind everybody.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, I mean, but it would be cool, you know. I mean, I often wondered what it'd be like to be a male dancer or a male escort or something. You
know,
like when I lived in Vegas, I was thinking of maybe being an escort or something when I was in my 20s, 30s, you know.
I just cannot do that.
And I thought, there's no way I can do this.
Yeah.
You know? And it's probably, I mean, you know, women that do this, it's probably just ugly old women, you know. I mean, I can't imagine.
There's a lot of hot women, believe it or not.
Really?
Vegas, oh, yeah, I know a lot of girls that
get,
do
like,
it.
Get, like, male escorts. I guess it's fine because then you don't have to get attached or involved
Oh, you
or
mean
anything.
Get, because it's Vegas, so it's
yeah.
a lot of one night. Yeah, it's a mix. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think women pay that
Never
much
Never mind,
for
I thought
sex,
you meant
know?
Vice versa. I was like, I know some girls that do it.
Yeah.
That, you know. Because when being in modeling,
right.
you wonder, like, And some this one girl who I think is so sweet, one of the coolest girls, very, very, very sweet. You just would not think, but I always wondered, how does she pay for her place in Beverly Hills? How did she get that car? Yeah. What does she do? Like what? Because she's always been trying to be in entertainment, but she's never done anything.
Right.
So where does she get her money? And then I found out, oh, she's an escort.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, no way.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. If I had to decide between escort and porn, I think I would do the escort thing because, first of all, I think you can make more money that way, and plus the rest of the world doesn't have to see you screwing somebody.
Right,
you know?
But I mean, it I guess being like, an escort, you do you have to life. Screw, or is it just like taking people on dates?
They're
like,
saying that escorts are different from hookers, but I don't think so. I don't think
a
guy is gonna pay a lot of money and
right.
not want sex from you.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't know. I've never been in that situation, but...
Yeah, except some guys, I think, just for show, you know, if they, if they're single and they're going to an event or something.
Right. You know, I do have a friend of mine who, years ago, what he would do... See, I think he's covering up being gay. Mm. Like, I really just think. And he would like to have, you know, a pretty woman around him for business meetings and whatnot.
Yeah.
And it would just be like... And so I would go with a couple of my friends. I mean, he was a friend of ours. Like, we would just go... And it would be fun because we would travel around and whatnot, and there was nothing, like there was nothing ever. But anyway, it was just like we were friends going. And then if we wouldn't go, he would cause like a major fit about it. And we would be like, oh my God, it's just a needy person, I felt like. Well, he wasn't from here either, but it was very interesting. And I used to try and figure out what, I mean, I guess in a way it's like the same thing, like couples who stay together who shouldn't be together because it's like they need someone there,
right.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
I guess it's like the same situation. Like he needs his friends there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes. Yeah. It's not, you know, it's not simple. And sometimes you have to.
I don't know.
You know, to pay for companionship. You know, I mean, I don't know.
I just wouldn't do that. I just think that's retarded.
It is, but some guys have money, but they don't have a woman.
I think, yeah, and I get that some people like work all the time. They're like workaholics, and they don't know how to speak to women. Mm. So maybe there should be better seminars out there to learn how to. Talk to women.
Right.
Well,
there you go. There's a business idea right there.
Well, I already know that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so, my God. I am hungry.
Are you hungry?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you don't eat a lot, right? You haven't
eaten
a lot. No, it's
just I worked out so hard this morning, and now I'm like, why did I sign up for 11:30 Pilates?
Yeah. 11:30 Pilates again? Oh, so you're going to do two workouts in one morning?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. Thought it would be a good idea.
Yeah, what the hell.
So then I have two auditions afterwards.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
One's for like some hat catalog, which is kind of cool. And the other one's for a motorcycle thing, but not riding it this time. Just, you know, in-house print.
Yeah. Just leaning on it.
Yes. And we're riding.
No more riding for you.
Yeah, man. We're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
Well, it's good. I'm glad to hear you're busy. You know, I mean, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And you're going to be in Vegas next week for a couple days?
Mm-hmm.
And also wearing your shorts and your bikini top and all that?
Yes.
Yeah. That's going to be fun, huh?
It will be because one of my girlfriends will be there too, so it'll be cool.
So did you find a pair of shorts that actually you like yourself in?
I'm going to wear a skirt.
Oh, are you really? You gotta tell them. Tell them I'll just wear a mini skirt. What
I
the
know,
hell,
like, what's the big deal? If it's really short, why do you care?
Because that's a look they're after. You know, what are you gonna do?
Ugh. I guess. Anyway.
Believe me, men don't pay attention to things like this. You know, you're gonna stand there looking hot and stuff. People are not gonna go, oh, look, she's got bigger thighs than normal. I mean, it's not gonna happen.
They might.
They're not gonna do it. They're not gonna do it. And besides, your thighs. I would imagine they're not big. They're just muscular, right?
Yeah, but it's just my thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
I know
like
what you mean.
It's like a thing that I have.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. I mean, you know, when you wear tight things and your body parts start spilling out, it's not fun. But I don't think that's the case with you. I don't think that's going to happen.
I mean, my whole thing is like I'd rather be in a bikini. You can see the whole package.
Yeah.
That way you're not staring at my thighs.
That's true,
it makes
yeah.
makes me feel better. Tomorrow I'm going to the beach, though. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The beach would be nice.
Beach day with one of my girlfriends, so that'll be fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, here's Michael. He's calling back in, so
cool.
Let's take this call. Good morning, Michael. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning.
See, we knew your number. How psychic is that?
Yeah, there you go. You know, we knew you were calling from Illinois. So, Michael
I'm gonna have to use that technique one day.
Yeah. So Michael Scott Carter, Brigetta, why don't you go ahead and introduce him to us?
Sure. Gosh, he's involved in so many different things. And he first started, well, let you talk about CAM, which was how I first met him, which is an organization helping children, mm-hmm. and over in Southside Chicago. And now he is running for office. So I would like you to talk about everything, and you can, just go.
Yeah, congratulations, Michael. Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much. It's slightly premature, but we're on our way. I'm running for state treasurer for Illinois.
Uh-huh.
And so our basic plan and my plan for the state is to make sure that we focus more on quality of life.
Right.
You might appreciate that in Europe there's a wave of quality of life ministries and things of sort. And one of the things that we want to focus on is making sure that people's day-to-day is taken care of and not the, as we look at often, the debt and deficit problem.
Right.
Because particularly in Illinois, jobs are only created by us making them within from a locally driven perspective.
Right.
Whereas other states like Alaska has oil and Texas has oil, we only derive revenue in the form of tax by creating jobs.
Right.
So our focus from the state, from the department that we have as the state treasurer, is to ensure that we build ourselves as the part of the state apparatus that focuses simply to make jobs in the state. And make sure we take it county by county. There are 102 counties in the state of Illinois, and we haven't focused directly on each area of being able to build. And we're going to use the same process we've done with the Chicago Academy of Music by making sure that we have a daycare and a cafe that funds free music education. And we're putting down 250 jobs in over 25 locations throughout Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And this methodology should be able to transfer across the state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. So how did you decide to go for a treasurer? Do you have background in accounting and all that kind of stuff? Or
Yes. By trade, I'm an economist, and I worked in corporate finance for many years in London and Africa and Russia and also parts of Central and South America. And so in coming back to Chicago, the plan was to look for something that I could bring those skills back to bear in Illinois.
Right.
And so part of my focus as a behavioral and legal economist is to focus on how people move around in a system, which is often ignored. Sometimes we look at this thing of neighborhoods and jobs, and we forget people need jobs locally. They need
right.
the doctor, the lawyer, the police officer, the banker to live in a more mixed or heterogeneous neighborhood, opposed to what we have now,
right.
which is basically neighborhoods based on income. So
mm-hmm.
If you're a thousandaire, you live here. If you're a 10,000aire, you live there. If you're a millionaire,
right.
you live somewhere else.
Right.
And that's not the bedrock of making cohesive communities, because Main Street is blighted across the state, our state, and also the country.
Right.
And so we want to focus on people being able to move around in their own neighborhoods and create jobs around them, so parents can have time to drop kids off at daycare, pick up music lessons, do things that is often left to only very specific communities and across the nation.
Right. Wow, that's amazing. So
yeah.
how many people are in Illinois? Is that a pretty big state?
It's a little over 12 million.
12 million. Wow.
Wow.
That's a pretty big state. Yeah. So, well, that's cool. So when are the elections? When are you running?
Well, as you know, with politics, you have to get through a couple of cycles. So
mm-hmm.
the primary is in March, and the way you are judged, sadly, in politics is not by your pursuit of ideas, or it's really how much you can fundraise. So we're evidently looking to raise our targeted amount over the next before March, so that people can show that, you know, we can actually get the job done.
Right.
And then the actual election is in November. So we've done 10,000 miles across the state of Illinois thus far. Probably have another 30,000 miles to go over the next year. And
uh-huh.
so it's just a matter of getting all this done and more to make sure that we can put across our platform of making sure people can start enjoying their quality of life, and bringing back Main Street. Because at the moment, the state of Illinois is in a woeful situation. We have the worst credit rating in the in the nation.
Wow.
We have some of the highest cost of living than anywhere else. It is really tough. Yet Chicago, strangely enough, is still one of the most desirable cities amongst the big cities. So what we want to do is not it just be Chicago, but we want to make it the state.
Right.
Because what I can't understand is why in each county, we don't know jobs available, the type of sectors that are in demand, what sectors are on the rise, what are the best schools. There's no economic reports for people to move around. We have more information on the back of a label for something we're going to eat than if we decided to move to a different state that's government provided. Part of our job is to step out of the way as government officials and make sure that people can pursue life, liberty, and happiness, which is being lost in this notion that we're so focused on everything but how we act in these laws and regulations that are put upon to regulate our existence. We don't often look at how we work under these laws, and we want to focus on how people engage with these laws and regulations to make sure that they have a quality of life, that they're not stressed to the hilt and worried about educational services and able to just go about their day to day.
Right. Have you held public office before, or is this the first time?
No, this is why I still have such great optimism.
Yeah, there you go. Not burned out yet. Michael, where can people find out more information about this?
And you.
Yeah, and you.
Well, if they want to support you. My website is michaelscottcarter.com. A lot of people will remember that for various different names that I've been blessed with having a name that is in the public atmosphere already, as in Michael Scott from The Office. And so you just remember michaelscottcarter.com. That's where you can find me. We ask that people support us in any way. Just come on the site, sign up, make a donation. And we'd like to be able to carry this message, of course, nationally, but we have to focus on the local.
Right.
And by going on to michaelscottcarter.com, that's where people can find me and be able to talk to myself or member staff.
Great. Yeah, and if you're in Illinois, definitely support Michael, because he seems like he knows what he's talking about.
He does, and he's awesome, and he's so involved in the community.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you guys known each other for a while?
But also outside Illinois, they can support us, too. All across the contiguous United States, not a problem.
Right, yeah. Have you guys known each other for a while? Or?
A couple years, yeah.
Really?
I helped out with one of the programs that he had started way back, CAM, the Chicago Academy of Music. Do you want to talk briefly about that?
Yeah, please. Well, we have a new location open on 63rd and King Drive. It's really exciting because, as I said earlier, the program is a daycare and a cafe, which funds free music education. Because South, and I have to give you a slight lesson about Chicago, which might not mean much to you, but it'll at least... So south of Roosevelt to probably the end of Cook County is somewhere around 15 miles. There are no music conservatories. And also on the huge landmass west. So this is probably the size of some small cities. And there are no music conservatories. In some places, there's no daycare and also places where you would not eat healthy food. So where we're going, there's only one other restaurant which would serve something that you reasonably that would resemble food. And so what we're doing is going into these areas, putting jobs and also community needs down, but making sure that they're sustainable, high quality music education that is unmatched by anything you would pay for, if not better, because we have a lot of wonderful people who signed up who we're making sure we can pay for, because often charities suffer from the problem of not being able to purchase in high quality services.
Right.
So what we did is built a business model around, which we are 501c3, the Chicago Academy of Music Foundation, and you can find us on camchicago.org, camchicago.org.
Uh-huh.
One of the key things that we're doing is making sure that these programs will be funded in perpetuity, because often across impoverished or low-income areas, you have fits and starts of programs that come and go because they lack funding.
Right.
And so one of the things to combat is you need to be able to put something in there so that other businesses would be willing to open up next door, because there's no shortage of entrepreneurs wanting to invest in a community. The problem is when you have no foot traffic, who's going to take the risk of actually putting a business up that's going to fail?
That's
so
true.
What we're saying is we're going to have 2,000 plus people walking in there. And we're putting our location on the main street, which if you look up 63rd and King Drive on Google Maps, you'll see. But one of the key things that we're doing is making sure that there's space for businesses to grow and become a part of this economic development process, which causes people to do what they normally would do. Most people, parents want free music. Most parents want something decent to eat. Most parents want, or individuals want to be able to sit and have a coffee or cake and be able to study and do all these things, which is not available in a lot of these areas. And that's what we're doing. But we had to wrap it around, do wraparound services just to simply deliver free music.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it sounds interesting. And I think, you know, more cities need to have things like this to, you know, to promote culture and things like that.
Well, so. I think it's huge because I think it keeps like idle hands, people, you know, busy into doing something versus going back on the streets and following, you know, other people and just getting yourself in trouble. It's giving them a place to kind of, you know, put their energy into something where they can actually get something out of or a scholarship from or you know.
Right.
I think it's phenomenal.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, and speaking of scholarships, we've partnered up with the University of Chicago because they have this wonderful program that ushers a lot of local children into an Ivy League education. And that was one of my great worries because often people ask me, well, Michael, you've had an exceptional educational background. It's almost difficult to replicate.
Right.
And I've always said that we just have to find these programs that exist. And so when we look at development in communities and locally based growth, we often forget there are a lot of social economic factors that we have to give over to be able to build our next generation of entrepreneurs.
Right.
And this is one of our real focal points of making sure that there are no roadblocks to building the American dream. The American dream is built on small businesses, a family, community, small businesses turning into big businesses.
Right.
And that's the process where we sort of give back until retirement. So as long as those rungs on the socioeconomic ladder are not broken, we will continue to move the American dream the way it works. Because at the moment, amongst states across, I should say nation states across the globe, in the Western world, we're one of the lowest in social mobility, which is crazy when we're the nation that's built on, you can move through, at least through the, you know, you can come here as nothing and next week be something else.
Right.
Maybe not next week, but at least in a little while.
Yeah.
And so we want to make sure that we focus on, with the campaign and with my charity, is focus on ensuring that people can move accordingly without roadblocks that we would, you know, not necessarily need to be there.
Right. Yeah. Well, Michael Scott Carter, everybody check it out, michaelscottcarter.com, running for state treasurer in Illinois. And Michael, thank you so much. All the best to you. We wish you
absolutely.
We wish you the best, and you know, hopefully you'll get the office that you're going after.
Yeah.
And sounds like you know what you're talking about. You know, so.
Well, thank you very much. And with you guys' help, I don't have to worry. Bruschetta was telling me I can stop fundraising today with her donation.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, right. Totally.
Yeah. Okay, Michael. Thank you so much, and all the best to you.
Thank you.
Bye, Ann.
Bye-bye. So,
gosh, that's a lot. Just a lot of planning. I could never do it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, holding a public office, I can't imagine. That's too much work, you know, and you have to expose yourself and, you know, let people into your life and things like that. I don't know that just anybody could do it, you know. It's a pretty tough thing.
Right.
But, yeah, that's why I always salute people that run for public office, because I don't think I ever would. Yeah. I'm too much of a creative person, you know?
Right.
So Lindsay Lohan leaves a rehab facility, which isn't licensed to do rehab. So she fired
her lawyer.
So, I mean, she was ordered to go into there. Mm-hmm. She needed to begin a 90-day stint in lockdown rehab. And so I guess the prosecutors never approved that center. And they're saying she could be arrested if she's not in rehab soon.
It's just, you know, I am so over. Give a shit.
I know. But the thing is she's such a train wreck that you... That it fascinates me, you know. I mean, how can somebody be so screwed up that you don't learn your lessons time after time?
Right.
you know?
Mm-hmm. I think rehab is definitely the way to go. She needs a lot of help.
Yeah. Yeah, she needs help, and she doesn't want it, apparently. You know, I mean, she's got screwed up parents, you know, who blames her?
Right.
But she's got to, you know, the thing is that, you know, I think she feels she's bigger than life, and she can do whatever she wants, and she's above the law. But I think that's what people need, is sometimes a slap in the face by life, you know, just to wake them up and see that, you know, life is bigger than you. We're very small, you know.
Right.
People don't understand that. So, you know, every time you think you're bigger than everybody else, life will put you right back down because it doesn't work that way.
Well, I think it comes from, like, just, I mean, her family is just so screwed up, too. I mean, it's sad. It's really, really sad.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, she got, like, an alternative for a 3-month jail term to go into a 90-day lockdown, you know, in rehab.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, where would you rather be? Wouldn't you want to be in rehab rather than in jail? So why the hell would you just, you know?
Well, rehab is like jail.
Yeah.
So.
Not quite. You know, you can have fun there, I think, you know.
Fun?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. But
yeah, because there's people, there's, you know.
Well, I definitely think people need to do it. I mean, but I do know that they make you cut all sugars out.
Right.
They make you cut, I don't even think you can
everything.
Have coffee.
Yeah, caffeine, you're right. You can't have that.
Yeah,
either.
It's really interesting. So that's
They don't want you to have any drugs in your body at all.
Right, and I think that's interesting, and it's a good workout program and whatnot. Get your mind somewhere else.
I guess
you go. It really depends where you go.
Yeah.
So
I'm just so happy I'm not hooked on hard drugs and shit, you know, I mean, or even alcohol. I mean, it's just like so, it's sad. I mean, you hear those stories, and they're so sad, you know, about people that can't control themselves.
I know. I'm really glad that
totally out of control. Yeah.
I'm kind of not really drinking as much either.
Yeah. That's good.
I save it on my workout kick. Let's see how long it lasts. So. I mean, I'm going to drink this Sunday, but just a little bit.
Anyway. Have you heard of 3D printers?
Yeah, it's crazy. Okay,
isn't
so
it something?
The guy that I'm working for at this convention next week has a full-on tape measurer that was a 3D print.
Oh, really? They printed it from a printer?
They printed
like
the
plastic?
First model from a printer.
Really? Like the prototype?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
You see, that's what it's for. Now they're saying Staples is selling them for $1,300. I mean, that's not bad.
Yeah,
you know?
It's pretty cool.
But people have been, since the buzz has been happening about this, you know, and a lot of people are talking about it, they're saying that they want to prohibit the ability to print, like, gun parts and shit like that, you know?
I agree.
People are going to build guns.
You know what? I agree with that.
And take a plastic gun on the plane and shit, you know, that could be...
Well, actually, you know what? It's plastic, so who gives a shit? It's funny.
Well, I don't know if it's like... What if I'm going to make...
Oh, really?
That can shoot, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they've caught a few of those.
What? I wonder how. Maybe with salt pellets?
No, not really.
No. Water guns would be fun. I mean, can you imagine? I would get it just to make a bunch of water guns.
I know.
That would be so fun.
Just imagine the possibilities of everything that you can make from it.
My mind didn't even go there when you said that. So. I remember when I was younger, there was this haunted house, which eventually, I think an FBI agent lives there now. A lot of it burned down. But or they tore it down, I think. Anyway, long story short, the goal was to get upstairs. And there's like hundreds and hundreds of steps to get all the way up. So we would always, you know, on the weekends, what are you going to do in this town to do nothing except for hunt and drink? So underage drink at that. So we would just go to the hell house and we'd run up all the stairs. Well, the guy who lived there would send either his dogs out or would shoot you with a pellet gun.
Really?
And the pellet gun they were salt pellets.
Uh-huh.
So they go into your skin where the salt goes in and spreads throughout. So
Whoa.
It burns the shit out of you.
Wow.
Like a mother trucker. I mean, it is horrible.
I've never heard of
that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's pretty bad.
Wow.
I sprained my ankle running away from it. I was always lucky I never got shot. But I remember my friends that did. And it was like, ugh. Welts and like I forget how they got the salt. I think it just dissolves eventually, but it hurts like hell.
So it goes
for
through your skin.
Yeah, it's like a pellet basically, kind of like a not as small as a BB, but you know like a shell.
Like maybe a paintball or something.
It goes inside your skin because it's salt.
Yeah.
It hurts like shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are out of time, Brigitta. Anyway. Everybody have a great weekend. You too, Brigitta. I'm looking forward to seeing you play soccer.
See you Sunday.
And
Sunday.
Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you on Monday.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigitta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigitta is an LA Talk Radio production, where we say what we want.